الحمد لله،
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. Dear brothers in Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with many qualities. And one of the great qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his mercy and kindness towards the people. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. A messenger has come from among you. Anything that makes it difficult for you is heavy upon him. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is very eager for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was very keen and he was very eager to save his people, to guide his people, to benefit his people. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. And he was very compassionate and very kind and merciful towards the believers. It is this kindness and this quality of mercy and this quality of compassion through which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he managed to invite people towards Allah Azza wa Jal. Inviting people towards Allah Azza wa Jal, it has prerequisites. It has certain conditions without which the invitation towards Allah Azza wa Jal will not be successful. And one of them is mentioned in this ayah, which I have recited. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is the mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal, because of which you are lenient towards them. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was very kind and very gentle and very lenient towards the people. So his kindness, his gentleness is because of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And if you had been rough, rude, harsh, tough-hearted, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, they would have run away from you. Nobody would have gathered around you. We know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave him such a beautiful personality. He was like a magnet. People will be drawn towards him. People would be attracted towards him. Anybody who would see him would love him. Anybody who would talk to him would get closer to him. Anybody who would deal with him would eventually love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah is saying that people are getting closer to you. People are getting around you. This is because of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. If this was not there, if you had used harsh language, tough language, rude behavior, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, nobody would have gathered around you. They would have gone away from you. Imagine if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the mercy for the whole world, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the Khatamul Anbiya, who is Imamul Anbiya, Imamul Rusul. If Allah Azza wa Jalla is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and demanding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in other words, to maintain his gentleness, to keep up with his kindness, and to continue with his compassion. If Allah Azza wa Jalla is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what about us? What about us? Sometimes we become excited and we become very keen to bring people, to invite people. But the method that we use can actually move people away. The method that we utilize can actually move people away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because this is a simple rule. You show kindness, you show love and mercy, people will get closer to you. No matter how sincere you are, and no matter how truthful and how honest you are, if the kindness and generosity and gentleness is not there, then people will not get closer to you. وَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And we see this throughout the Quran. In the Quran, wherever Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned da'wah, wherever Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned du'at, because all the Anbiya alayhi salam were du'at, all the Anbiya alayhi salam, they were the people who invited towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. But we see Anbiya alayhi salam, they used kindness and mercy. Even Luqman al-Hakim alayhi salam, when he advised people, he advised them with the same advice. Ya bunayya aqim as-salata wa amur bil ma'ruf wa nahha 'anil munkar. O little son, O little boy, establish salah, aqim as-salah, wa amur bil ma'ruf, and command the good, wa nahha 'anil munkar, and forbid the evil. وَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. And if any harm reaches you, then remain patient. You want to do good? Well, that requires some sabr. Because there will be some resistance. Some people will not like what you are doing. No problem. That is the way how it is. That is the nature of the work. Not everybody would like the good work that you want to do. You might do good, and in return, you might receive bad. In return, you might receive evil. But that should not let you down. That should not put you down. وَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. Remain patient. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Your face and your cheek should not become harsh. No matter how people are reacting towards you, you remain calm, cool, kind, gentle. This is Luqman alayhi salam advising his son. وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. And do not walk with arrogance. If you are doing something good, this is the tawfiq and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you have any good qualities, that is because of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not attribute these qualities towards you and become arrogant. No need for arrogance. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal does not love and does not like those who have kibr and those who have pride and arrogance. In the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the example of Yusuf alayhi salam, in the example of many Anbiya alayhi salam, we see this gentleness. And we see the gentleness and the kindness in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. Allah Azza wa Jal, in the Quran, when He mentioned da'wah, He associated da'wah with ilm. Because da'wah cannot be with jahl, with ignorance. Inviting people towards Allah Azza wa Jal can only be with ilm, with knowledge. With ignorance, we might harm more than we might benefit. With ignorance, we might push people away more than we pull people towards Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal said, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. This is my path. Say, this is my path. I invite towards Allah Azza wa Jal, towards the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ, with basira. What is basira? Ilm. Ilm. Understanding. Knowledge. Wisdom. Without ilm, without ilm, we might spread jahl. That's why it's a very critical area. It is a noble task, but it is also a very sensitive task. No doubt, it is a noble task. This is the wazifa of Anbiya alayhi salam. So the task of Anbiya alayhi salam is going to be very noble. But the task of Anbiya alayhi salam also very sensitive. Very sensitive. There is a difference between preaching what we know and preaching what we do not know. We are only required to preach what we know. بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ. Preach on behalf of me, even though it might be one ayah. If you know one ayah, do not try to preach two ayats. If you know one hadith, do not try to preach two ahadith. Because if I try to preach two ahadith and I only know one hadith, that means the other hadith is going to be fabricated. I know the virtue of amal. Well, I can let people know about the virtue of that amal. If I do not know the conditions of the amal, the manners of the amal, then I should keep quiet. I should keep quiet. The matters of deen are not open for people to interfere. Deen of Allah Azza wa Jal is protected. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I have perfected for you my religion, your religion. And today I have completed upon you my blessing. And I have chosen Islam for you as deen. So deen of Allah Azza wa Jal is complete. Now from this complete deen, I know one ayah, I can preach one ayah. I know one hadith, I can preach one hadith. نَظَرَ اللَّهُ مَرَنْ سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي فَحَفِظَهَا وَوَعَاهَا فَأَدَّاهَا فَرُبَّ مُبَلَّغٍ أَوْ أَعَى مِنْ سَامِعٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. May Allah enlighten the face of the person who heard what I have said and who learned and memorized, and then who transferred that as he has learned. So even one hadith, we can let people know. Even one ayah from the Quran, we can let people know. But that has limitation. The ayah of the Quran, if we know, we can tell the people about the ayah of the Quran. But we cannot do the tafsir of the ayah if we do not know the tafsir of the ayah. Because sometimes, in the excitement of the moment, because of the joy of the gathering, And because of the overwhelmingness of the situation, sometimes we get carried away. So we say things we do not know. We say things we have not learned. And we say things we have not heard. And that can be right, that can be wrong. Even if it is right, it is wrong. Even if it is right, it is wrong. Interpretation of the Quran without ilm, even if it is right, it is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, when He mentioned the qualities of the people who do da'wah, He mentioned ilm. Ya abati inni qad ja'ani min al-ilmi ma lam ya'tika fattabi'ni. Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his father, "Oh my father, indeed, knowledge has come to me which has not come to you." Why he is demanding father to follow him? The simple reason for that Allah gave him the knowledge of wahi, which Allah Azza wa Jalla did not give his father. فَاتَّبِعْنِي. So follow me. We can only demand people to follow what we say if we speak from knowledge. If we speak out of ignorance, we cannot demand people to follow us. If we speak out of ignorance, we cannot expect people to follow us, and we cannot demand people to follow us. إِنِّي قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكَ فَاتَّبِعْنِي أَهْدِكَ صِرَاطًا سَوِيًّا. Follow me, I'll guide you towards the path which is straight. My dear brothers, Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, commanding the good and forbidding the evil, is the backbone of this ummah. This ummah will be on the straight path as long as we do Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. We know something good, we must say, we must speak. And if we know something wrong, we must also raise our voice. If we see something bad happening and we say, "This is not my concern," when this evil will prevail, this evil will spread. And that's how we have these munkarat in our communities. How we have these munkarat in our communities? Anytime a munkar occurs, if somebody would stop it in the first instance as it has occurred, well, it will be stopped. But a munkar takes place and nobody speaks. It takes place again nobody says anything. It happens again nobody says anything. It becomes khalas, a practice. It becomes a practice. I will give you an example. Maintaining the adab of the masjid is part of our iman. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Imarat of the masajid is associated with the iman in Allah and in the last day. So adab of masjid is required. You go and see many masajid throughout the US. You will see children running around, making noise everywhere, jumping up and down. Not only when it is like usual time, even when people are praying, you will have children playing, people making noise. In fact, many of the children, they will come in front of the musallin, and nobody stops. Why not? Because they have khalas. They have accepted that munkar. The community has conditioned itself with that munkar. And that munkar became acceptable to the people. And people say, "No, these are children. Children are going to make noise anyway." Well, when you know children are going to make noise anyway, why do you bring them? Why don't you manage them? Why don't you control them? When we come to the masjid, we have been taught we should not cause any harm to anybody. So much so that we should not come to the masjid after eating raw onion and raw garlic. Is that right? What's wrong with that? If I eat raw onion, raw garlic, you know, I'm not punching anybody, I'm not hurting anybody, I'm not saying anything to anybody. I just enjoy raw onion. I just enjoy raw garlic. Well, you enjoy, but when you come, that little smell can cause harm to the person next to you who is praying. That much of discomfort is not allowed. That much of distress is not allowed. That much of harm is not allowed. It's haram. In fact, not only we cause harm to the people next to us, but we also cause distress to the angels. فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَتَأَذَّى مِمَّا يَتَأَذَّى بِبَنُوا آدَمْ. The angels, they get hurt. The malaika, they get hurt. Now, if the malaika get hurt, and the musalleen, they get hurt because of the raw onion and raw garlic, what about making noise? What about when the people run and shout and scream? Obviously, they will get hurt. If that is not allowed, how this can be allowed? But people have accepted. So, amr bil ma'ruf and nahi an munkar is the responsibility of this ummah. This ummah is required. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, which is famous, which is narrated by Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu an, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu bi yadihi fa in lam yastati' fa bi lisani fa in lam yastati' fa bi qalbi wa dhalika adhafu al-iman." Whoever from among you sees a munkar, well, he should change it with his hand. If you can physically stop it physically. You are a father. Well, you have certain authority. You are a husband. You have certain authority at home. You are the head of the household. You have authority. Stop it. You cannot say, no, I have already said no. You have the physical authority with kindness, with wisdom, and with reasonable measures. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. Well, somebody cannot stop it physically. At least say it. If you cannot say it, then the last option is to realize that this is wrong. May Allah Azza give us tawfiq to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah Azza give us tawfiq to stay on the path of da'wah and on the path of amr bil ma'ruf and nahy anil munkar. Wa sallallahu sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Yes, inshallah, I will repeat again after salah as well, but because of the importance of it, I would like to say it now as well. As you know, on 27th, 28th and 29th of June, which is the last weekend of June, alhamdulillah, we have Ijtima coming up at Rosemont Convention Center, which is near airport. Rosemont Convention Center, we have a big Ijtima, and alhamdulillah, we have people coming from all over the US, and many Jama'at have also come from other countries as well. So this is a big gathering and a very important gathering and a very blessed gathering. You know, perhaps it is a lifetime opportunity for many of us. So please try to attend this Ijtima and also bring as many people as possible. And just, I also remember that because we are going to stay over there for 3 days, so the food will also be served there. But we need to get the food pass or the meal vouchers. Anybody who has not got the meal vouchers yet, please contact either Brother Shakil Bhai or Jamshed Bhai after Jum'ah and get the meal vouchers as soon as possible, because the sooner we get, the better. And inshallah, tonight we have the gathering for the ulama after Maghrib Salah at Masjid An-Nur. So the gathering of ulama after Maghrib Salah tonight at Masjid Noor. Please remind any ulama in your community and encourage them to attend the gathering. Jazakumullah khair.